Hi, salam. Hope you all doing well. Ramadan Kareem. And fuck, it's been a long time. Okay, so we'll do this. I'm gonna share probably like two or three episodes that we have archived from the last, probably last time me and Hussein we both recorded at the podcast. I guess starting from now on, you're gonna see guests. I'm still actually like getting guest lists or whatever. Guest list. I'm still working on inviting people. Obviously, I'll be moving forward with this podcast without Hussein, which is quite bad. Well, we might have actually, we might do like some sessions like from here to then, since like he's in always in trouble and shit. So it might be a little complicated, but we'll see. I'll see if we can make that as easy as it sounds. Marlena, enjoy the episodes and see you in the next one. Peace.
Hi. Welcome back, everyone. Marhabikum ahlan bisahla podcast.
Welcome to your favorite podcast. And this is your host, Ayman Bardin.
And this is your host, Hussein Blabbas.
Yeah, you know.
Marhabikum ahlan bisahla podcast. And Ayman is so excited again, I think.
Yeah, excited. Sure. Well, we are excited. We are excited. What's the day today? Anyway, don't need to bring those conversations.
No.
We've been working. We've been living. Some of us got married. Some of us got divorced. It's fine, yeah.
What do you mean by some of us? Who's some of us?
You.
Man, you're sending wrong messages to.
I don't give a fuck.
That thing is, it's not the truth. It's like, what is a woman?
What is that? No. Oh,
shit. We're
going to be. Really. Guys, welcome back to this podcast. Here we are. We're going to start recording. And whether you liked it or not, if we disappear for the next 6 months, don't blame us. We have life.
Yeah, blame life.
Blame life.
Yeah. Blame life. Welcome back to this podcast. Well, it has been a long time, no share. We had reasons. We don't want to go through them. But thank you so much for sticking around. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.
Always. And thank you for this.
Thank you for being with us. And it's always such a pleasure. We have changed a little bit the setup today for some technical reasons.
What technical reasons?
Someone got divorced.
Yeah. Shit. Fuck.
Well, you want to play this game?
Let's play this fucking game. Well... Let's say you've been living what people might know, what people don't know. What even though like we were off the podcast or we were off واحد platform that people reach out to us.
Yeah.
Especially on
YouTube.
DMs, YouTube, but there's also people reaching out on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Sagacast. And the thing I've paid attention to, well, I guess for a reason, just because we put this podcast out there. And we are kind of transparent, yeah. حنا شوية ماشي شوية بزاف قاع
ترونسبارون جاج
لا لا شلي سلوفان حامضة it's okay مالك صاحبي
go go ahead
they're judging I don't give a fuck what I've paid attention هو yes we are being transparent it's true ولكن people are expecting you to not like not give yourself time. They just want something from you always.
Well, that's the paradox of social media, Ayman, in general. When someone follows you online, he expects in somehow that your life is not your life anymore because
part of it belongs to him.
Exactly. And you need to do... Yeah, when it comes... That's why the term fans in general is something related to some people who actually can control your life in some certain ways. Even though they are your fans...
They have power over you in a way.
Definitely.
Ah, shit.
Definitely. That's, you know, like Cristiano Ronaldo, he said in a recent interview that my dream is to walk outside like it's any normal
like a normal person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I saw an example to Kadem Sahir during the lockdown of Corona and everything when he was wearing a mask. He said, he explained, I think I saw this video on Facebook. He said, I was never happier because I was wearing a mask and I could walk out to the supermarket and no one will notice anything. That's so to some people, it was a relief.
Yeah.
But like, don't you think like a lot of people such nowadays, they are seeking followers, they are seeking numbers, they are seeking validations through social media. While actually people who had it, they want to get rid of it.
Well, honestly speaking, I think I see two cases.
What an influencer, by the way.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why. I want your opinion.
So, exactly. So, I'm not an influencer or anything.
I'm just kidding.
I see two cases, honestly. Mm. I see people who want to live as digital nomads, you know, people who want to live by just creating content. Mm. And that's a job, not for nowadays. It's a job.
Yeah, it's...
If you want to create content and make money out of that, that's a good job. If you feel like it's a good thing for you and you add value to people by either informing them or entertaining them,
yeah.
That's your thing.
Yeah, it's insane.
The down part about social media for me, or the second part of people, is the people who are seeking the term that you just mentioned, validation.
Validation, yeah.
So the things that they can't actually have in their real life, الحوايج اللي ما يقدروش يوصلوا في الحياة الطبيعية. يعني في السوشيال لايف نوم
اللي ما لقاهمش
مثلا سيلف كونفيدنس في الحقيقه ولا كذا. And I'm gonna take this further in this conversation with you from my personal experiences, but furthermore in the conversation, these people, I think this is for me the little bit the dark point on the social media.
The dark side, literally.
The dark side of the social media, literally. Shout out to Ali.
That joke.
However, the other part, if you, because now, you know, online market has become
a, it's taking over.
Yeah, exactly. So you can work, you can have jobs, you can have relationships, you can have all these things.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but if it's dominating your life, it is. Uh-huh. For me personally, that's how I see it.
Dominating your life.
Yeah.
Well, when you say domination, and the way I see it, it has a power over your life, as we mentioned earlier, but also at the same time, you have the power to control it, or let to, what's the word? To manage it, probably? Maybe to manage it, to contain it.
Yeah, to contain, that's a
contain
good
it,
word.
Contain it, to contain it, he had like a... انت تعرف واش ما بغيتيها
تكون الكونتين لايك وين ذير از فاش يكون شي عدوى وكتحاول انك ما امكن تكونتينها
yeah, exactly.
باش ما انها تنتشرش
بزاف باش ما تكثرش بزاف that's the term
exactly
and thank you for the explanation سي حسين. The thing is, not a lot of people can see that, not a lot of people can be aware of, like they can manage this stuff.
Well, one of the best solutions actually to manage that stuff is something we have just recently experienced, which is Corona, actually.
Oh, shit.
And the best thing is actually to do a lockdown for yourself, so you stop the contamination, you know. باش انك تحبس ديك العدوى ديال السوشيال ميديا in your life. It's good to have a lockdown, and the lockdown means that you stop seeing anything else which is a social media. It's actually a good theory that you can use in somehow.
I've had that.
Yeah,
I've
exactly.
Had that. You know I have, right?
Yeah, I know.
So
he had that, but not by choice, but by
it's not like by choice, but I was like, fuck it, yeah, sure.
That's good.
But what happened is, like, Instagram sent me out of the blue, we are temporarily going to block your account.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, sure. And they requested me to change the password in order I wanted to get the account back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to send them emails or whatever. So I changed the password and they said your account will be temporarily blocked for like a month, 30 days or something. I didn't even try to get it back. I was like, sure. I had enough work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through like a lot of ups and downs. So I was like, fuck it. This is the last thing I'm going to think about right now. صافي دازت البيريود بحال هكاك. I don't like Instagram. Actually, the only account that I was actually going through is that our podcast.
Mm.
I saw like some people. That's what. That's another. Yeah. Devout. We are following. What seed. And I was seeing what the reel he posted for like 1,000 times. Actually, that made me realize, I was like, fuck, what am I doing here? Actually, imagine my Instagram statics on this on the app, on the daily usage.
Mm.
It went from 2 hours, no, she 2 hours. It went from 1 hour and 40 minutes a day. She
3 minutes.
That's cool. 3 minutes. I observe people. I analyze the messages that I had from people, and that what made me think about, like, okay, why do people expect a lot from you? Probably because you are a role model. I hate to call it that way. Like, you are influencing them. But I don't want to do that.
I'm gonna tell you
it's one. How you hand anyway? Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna tell you one word that I have heard from one of the fans of the podcast, the brothers.
Really fun.
Maybe some people are following the podcast and correct me, guys, if I'm wrong, because they see themselves in the same positions that we are.
Of course, they relate.
They don't see. They don't see you better than them, but they see you same as them. You know, and maybe sometimes they wish they can do this step forward, maybe make a podcast or something like that.
Why not?
And when you encounter these experiences of listening or watching all these things, maybe this also will encourage you one day to do this yourself.
Of course, Walikin is it's not right or wrong, but no. It's also a little bit wrong to just expect another human being going through like different stuff to do something just because you feel like it's the right thing.
Absolutely.
So social media is driving you through towards head path, and I don't think that's healthy, not on long term, left short term.
Absolutely.
So when I tell you guys we are literally taking our times, it's not like someone messaged me on my personal account. That's why I had a very different response. I'm trying not like to spend a lot of time on my personal account. When I got the Instagram back, I felt like I don't fucking belong here anymore. You know, so like you see ads. Thank you, Instagram. You see fuckload of ads. I was using an app. It's called Vero, something like that. It was promoted by the Mashi promoted Saraha. Firstly, it was promoted. If you had photos and stuff, it's easy to go into the community.
The photographer community, the new app.
I was on Instagram because I liked the photo. I loved the filters. And that was it. So I was using Shui, I had the app, I did like sharing photos, and I got like really good feedback from photographers. It was easy to reach out to them. It was easy to reach out to people from the same interest, probably. Instagram, kid. I saw stories without, not like people who I follow, of course, but I saw stuff and I was like, fuck, I know what I was off. I know what I was off. And I didn't even الدراري اللي كانوا مبلين غيقدروا يفهموا هاد اللعبه هادي بروبلي مور ذان اني ون ايلس فاش كتقطع الكارو ولا كتقطع شي بليا اون توليكا كتقطع واحد الموته فاش كترجع تسياك كتلقى يو نوت ايفن كيبابل تو تيك ذات فيرست شوت
يا
سو ذاتس وات هابن تو مي اند اي سو سمثينج اند اي واز لايك فاك اي ايفن جات دي كونكتد ذا اكاونت فور لايك شي وان ويك اند ات واز اكتيف فور ا وايل اي دينت سي اي دينت ايفن لوك ات ات اصلا.
Yeah, you have reached a limit, as we say.
Awareness,
exactly. Yes. That this platform is kind of sucking you down. And I understand whoever is going through the same shit, because these companies, they are multi-millionaire companies.
Of course, and they have psychologists. Money from your data.
They have psychologists. They have experts. They have doctors. They have people who actually can sit down and think about how the human behavior is actually acting in some specific moments or reactions, you know? And that's very normal that these companies still can win 90% of the times against you, you know? I saw that.
Okay, cool.
It's 10% left in the...
Wow.
So as I say, these companies, they're putting a lot of money just to
make you spend more time there.
Exactly. And it's difficult to win against them. It's very difficult.
Wow, it's very difficult. You know, I saw some statistics of that, and they shocked the fuck out of me. Yeah. The rates of suicide for like teenage, from like 11 to 14 years old, did have a peak. On exactly, it was like what average percentage, right? It's very like 1% something. It went to like 140% from 2010. That's when Instagram.
Well, I'm gonna explain this to you quickly. Bro, you know, I have a little bit of.
It's causing that. It's causing that.
I'm gonna explain this to you.
The only factor that connects with the same year is
the social media platform.
Instagram is out there. Everything is out
Facebook
there.
Facebook, little. Yeah, 2010. Oh, yeah, there was the boom of Facebook. I'm gonna explain this to you in a different way. So the issue we have nowadays, it's very, very, very sensitive. The issue we have is that we have kids being exposed to news from all over the world. You know, something is happening in Fez or Larabat or Sheikh Jarrah. You can see it right away in your phone. It's happening there.
That's international as well.
And I'm just saying, like
I'm
talking about a smaller scale. Imagine what's going on when it's a bigger scale. What's going on in Iran? 2010, you wouldn't hear about it.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know what's going on in Iran. You wouldn't know that girls are being killed or someone is killed or George in the US. You wouldn't hear about these things. But now, because of social media, everything is on a tip of a finger. And when you have kids at the age of 14, 13, 16, 17, 18, 19, or all this, and they are being exposed to all this type of news, bad and good, and then they are being exposed to some fake lives. Because some people, they just take pictures to make others jealous and all these things. So what do you expect from someone? Because he thinks, wow, my life is bullshit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Literally, you think, what the fuck am I doing in this life?
There's a lot of
this person is enjoying this and this and this, and this world is just full of crimes and killing and all these things.
My reality does not match with what I'm seeing on a daily basis.
Exactly. And then for this person at the age of 16, 17, or whatever, his life is literally nothing. So he will end it at the end.
Fuck.
You know? We didn't grow up this way in some matter, you know, in some ways. We didn't watch the news that much. Our parents did watch the news. We didn't watch the news that much.
We weren't very exposed to a lot of stuff.
We were focused on either movies and cartoons.
NBC2.
Yeah, that's
NBC2 cartoon network.
So we were literally exposed to these things.
Yeah, these two.
حوايج اللي كتوقع في المغرب ما كانتش كتوصل الاخبارك.
ماشي كلشي.
Now everything is blowing up on the social media.
I saw this the other day. Even not on, you can see on social media more than what's going on.
Yeah.
I saw like there was an accident في طور تشاكازا and a friend of mine was posting the story and I was like, why? Actually, that was one of the stories I saw once I got back.
Yeah.
So imagine, بحال كنت سد تلك في شي بلاصة وخرجت لفيغاس ولا فهمتي؟ واحد الشوك.
It's a little bit tricky.
I was like, fuck, bro, why am I here?
Yeah.
Then Anas قال لي راه you are using it part of it to your freelance work. So at least just get it back. People can still reach out. You still can have some little bit benefit from it. And it's true.
شوف, 90% of social media for me is good.
Oh yeah, of course.
90%. So whoever invented this ideas at the beginning, which is back then was forums and all these things. So it's a good thing to connect people.
It helps. Ares, yeah. Ares.
Shnei?
Ares.
Maaf shnei Ares.
Ah shit. Anyway, back to the topic.
So what I was saying is that
we are exposed to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, social media, as I told you, has 90% of it is good for me. You know, I'm not going just numbers to sound smart or something like that. I'm just saying. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Social media has very good points.
Yeah, it has very good side.
And the shwee bad sides, the little small bad sides, they're also big being exposed. Largely, now we see them also more often.
Well, again, don't you think, like, a lot of people are using this to trigger واحد certain amount لو ماشي certain amount of people واحد الفئة that's the word واحد الفئة من الناس. Like for example, we see pages like دكتور news and stuff. We see like bullshit trends on YouTube on everywhere. Like it's rewarding them. Like people actually want that, but at the same time they're not like ما عارفينش شنو باغيين يتابعوا الموجه.
واو
داك فضيحه شي حاجه داك الشيء هو اكثر حاجه كتلقاها كتقول
الى شتي حتى في ثرو اوت هيستوري اولويز ذا اود ثينجز الحوايج اللي كتكون شويه اود ذي ار مور اتراكتيف اولسو
ذاتس ان اور نيتشر يو ساي.
It's a human nature that we are more attractive to stuff that are a little bit very different or weird. You know, and that's a human nature. كتشوف شي حاجه اللي فريمون ويرد تقول اوه that's something. Maybe you're disgusted from it, but you still want to see it.
Still want to.
You know, you still want to check it. You. كاين شي حوايج اللي ما بقينا ما كيبانوش في السوشيال ميديا بزاف كيبانوا واقيلا في اونلي فانز ولا في ستريمينغ.
اونلي فانز.
Stuff that we don't see, you know, like poop on me.
Thomas, man, that's only fans في المغرب اصلا.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. I'll never check. Probably I'll check. No, I'm just kidding. Well, again, I think it's a good way. Back to your very first point. I see there is good, there is bad, but like from my part, my experience, your experience as well. Like you've seen واحد
and I'm gonna tell you one thing. Like why something I told you from the beginning that why I wanted to do from the beginning. Something I want to tell you about social media, because for me when I started using social not social media the internet in general the very beginning, It was actually to look for validation from other communities because I couldn't find the validation from my own community.
Yeah.
That's something I had as an issue. Yeah. I was not introverted, but I was
like
not...
an insecurity reflected on social media. Yes. Reflected through social media.
Yes, I always wanted to be this famous boy in the school and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, the cool guy. But I couldn't because of a lot of things. Family-wise,
looks-wise. Dark, twisted fantasy.
And back then, you are the cool person from if you have a motorbike, if you dress up well, you know.
Of course, that's the society rewarding you towards things.
Back then, that was this what things that rewards you. Yeah. And then so I switched my directions to the internet.
Ah.
So I started doing stuff. I was most of the time on the internet. Most of the time. Like whenever I had the chance, I'm on the internet. I'm talking about 2004, 5, 6.
Because that's when there was the attention. The internet owns the attention. Yeah, exactly. And you were seeking the attention too.
Exactly. You know, talking to strangers from all over the places, from all over the world.
Wow.
It was easy learning a little bit here.
And especially it was new.
Yeah, it was very new. It was very brand new for us.
Shit.
And it was excited and entertaining at the same time.
Uh-huh.
You know, and rewarding also because you kind of get some type of comments or validation from the people
For us, yeah, it was when we saw Ihtash in real life. You know that there is people admiring you, but like you can't count them, right?
Yeah,
you
can't, but they don't.
Even if you count them, it will be in your head. Yeah. But like when you post a photo and you get like 60, 50 fucking likes. Back then, you say like, "Oh no, they care." So that's when social media started like shameless.
Yeah, exactly. But actually, when I started doing this on social media, and I, back then, honestly, starting 2008 and 2009, that's the time I kind of Facebook بدأت لروناجي كنت كسر ديجا أنا في المنتديات ديجا تدك لاجب. Although I already had good pictures and videos and stuff back then.
Wow.
And that actually helped me to gain more.
Video edits.
The video edits a trick. So
you reversed the video. No, that was good. That was creativity, I'm not gonna lie.
That was something.
We made something that meant a lot back then that we can ever
people
do right now.
People were asking me, how do you do this back then? You know, however.
So that's I remember this vividly. The phone can. It's Pose FX.
Yeah. But no. That was a life. That was the
trend back then.
Exactly.
Like, even though back then, probably we weren't exposed to a lot of...
No. We were in real life. No, we were using the phones to create stuff. But back then, I'm talking about the era of 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010. باقي life is easy. You know, social media was not... Because عندك ساعة الفونز باقي ما كاين smartphones a lot. To be fair, التليفونات السمارت كانوا قلال باقي
قلال زوار
ولا انترنت ما كانش اكسيبل كل شي في التليفون
نو ما كانش انترنت صات كان ديك الساعه اللي كتكون عنده انترنت في التليفون
راه شي حاجه
بصح ديك تطلع ديك جي جو بونس داك الان جي عقلت عليها
كان 2G لا 2G كان 2G
هي هي الانترنت
هي المهم 2G الانجيره ما محلوش عشان انا وياك
كانت والله يا خويا علاش تا اخر لا ديك الساعه
تليفون
وي
كانت اي دونت ثينك سو ما كانش تليفون
كانت كتاكتيف عند قليل
لا ال1G ما عمرها كانت في التليفونات ام شور اباوت ذس فيرست جينيريشن اند فيرست جينيريشن از فيري اولد
او شيت
يو نو اتس ذا فيرست انترنت اند اي دونت ثينك ايفن ات واز ان موروكو اكشلي اي دونت بيليف سو بيكوز اي ثينك موروكو هاد ذا اي دونت نو
اي ريمبر اي هاف سمثينج اي هاف
هانت 2G هي اللي كانت في المغرب دوزيام جي دو جي هي اللي كانت دخلت للمغرب ودخلت مع ماك تيليكوم وعاد دخل بدوك يدخلوا دوك لي مودم الصغار اللي كتشارجيهم فهمتي اللي فيهم لا كارت سيم
مع دوك تاع هنا وهنا
لي مودم لا 2006 راه كاين لي مودم تاع
انت اي اي ولكن اني واي و فور ناو هاو دو يو كز اي هاف ا فيري
سو ليت مي جاست فينيش ذس سو قلت لك فور مي سوري هذاك داك داك السوشيال ماشي السوشيال ميديا ذا انترنت فاليديشن helped me personally to gain more trust, to go outside to the world and be more active because I had a background, I had a skill.
Wow, yeah, of course.
And that skill was the internet. And so I was, for high school, I was cool, you know. I was not this introverted kids or something
very
like that.
Very extroverted.
I was very extroverted. People know me, what I do. I did videos with friends and stuff like that. And that helped me to gain more self-confidence, more people to know, and then it shaped my directions towards where I am now in somehow, you know.
Oh yeah, that's
because I started taking pictures of people. Exactly, it's a process. You enjoy this. Okay, actually, I enjoy this. Blah blah blah, and it did grow to.
But like serve. you've done something very clever. But like, I'm not sure what was. How did you went from one to two? Yeah, you took the validations and everything, and you said I seeked real life validation. So like, I've made wahda. Okay, I made wahda kind of success, whatever you want to call it, and I want to take that to by using the viral or virtual success. I want to use it in real life, and you've done it.
Okay, I'm gonna I'm gonna be honest with you, like transparent. honestly speaking.
Mama, a transition.
It's not something I thought about. It's not something I managed. مش حاجة أنا said I was smart person to think about these things. No, it naturally happened. It's something just happened.
Ah.
It's not something I said. Oh, okay, actually I'm cool at this. And ما نكذبش عليك, I was not smart enough back then to have these deep thoughts.
Ah, okay.
I was just a stupid teenager. To be honest with you, تنقلب أنا على توشيات. ماشي نقول لك لا واحد النهار شفت بانه راه السوشيال ميديا بانه الانترنت خدام فيها مزيان راه ندير هادشي داكشي جا بوحدو غير كيكبر بوحدو لانه از يو جرو فاش كتكبر في المرحله ديال المراهقه ديالك بعضهم كتكبروا ما بين رجليك تكبروا بزاف د الحوايج تكبروا ولا بطل بيرسون
الو
حتى الشخصيه ديالك كتكبر حتى هي وكتشكل كتشكل بواحد الطريقه معينه ممكن ديك السوشيال ميديا شكلت الشخصيه ديالتي باش انها فواحد الايج ديال 16 17 18 اي واز ذات بيرسون ذن فهمتي okay. فهمتي اند ما نكذبش ما نقولكش بانه راه انا اللي فكرت لا فهاد اللعبه هادي انا مو سيار لا انا فهاد اللعبه انا مو سيار لا ما تخيرتش انا فهاد اللعبه هادي انا ديك الساعه كنت مخور
Yeah, it's true. But you're not yet. Better. You know. You know. You know.
Yes, yes.
But so there was no like one switch. Like, shoot, I took this enough. All right, let's go.
No.
There was.
No. It's just. شوف حل الواد الموضوع غادي كي.
يلا دكش.
الواد كي غادي بوحدو تحفر الطريق. ما تيقولش لا راه بغيت نزوم طريق وجده
ها الواد هذا
الواد البلاصه اللي راه فيها الناس مزيانين تي بغا غادي تنسيف مسكين هذا زملو داير تي خويا مسكين في جيت صويره هذاك واحد ورا ما كرهتش يكون جيت اكادير
ولكن ما سوقش
كسوقش
الا يلا سو I was about to ask you yeah fuck us عبياتي Damn, I missed this. Layla, I swear I missed the podcast.
I miss being with you guys also.
So, nowadays, how do you treat social media? Like, how do you treat social media on your life? As a creator?
Okay, I'm going
to as a freelancer, that's... From perspective of work and perspective of daily life.
Okay.
Apart from the meme.
Okay. Okay, no, apart from memes. I would say I have two waves or phases for social media.
Phases works best.
Waves or phases. You can call them either or. فهمتي؟ جوج ديال المراحل ولا جوج ديال الموجات ولا جوج ديال المراحل بلوتو. I have phase where I feel like I don't want to do something mentally
tiring.
So I go to social media to shut down my mind actually. I use it for this term. I watch stupid stuff like memes, like stupid videos and all these things. This is something I do this. I'm going to tell you like the reality. You know,
be frank.
At the phase, sometimes it can take a long time. I feel like I don't want to do it, anything. And you better to talk to me in the summer when it's too hot, as an example. Yes, I could diffuse that time in other things, but still, come on, I'm a human being. I want to just sit down.
Just want to enjoy myself.
In a reasonable hour.
sleep in reasonable hours. And watch televisions.
Yeah, so something like this. I want to just watch something.
We're 29,
like,
goddammit.
I'm 29, goddammit, actually, for the reality.
Yeah,
I'm 29, goddammit. I want to just sit.
He's 50. No, it's true. It's part of being a grown-up.
Exactly. And there is the other phase where I'm more productive, and then the social media doesn't overtake on my life. Because whenever I have work, always it's a priority for me. You know, I'm a little bit with the deadlines, you know. I deliver on deadlines always.
Of course.
But if you give me a deadline as an example, I'm working with you on this project, and you tell me we need the. I tell you as an example, I'm gonna deliver the video to you by Monday.
Okay.
You know? And I don't have work from today, which is like Friday, till Monday. You know, I don't have no work.
I'm not going to
make a lot. I'm not going to make a lot. I'm not going to make a lot. Sunday, the last day before. Then I'm going to be focused on it. You know.
Yeah, of course.
If I didn't get a lot before, I'm going to make a process.
I think I go with this as well.
I get distracted quickly. But when I have a little bit of stress of time, I sit and focus. In other room, on silent mode, and I leave it. And I go work. So I finish work.
Okay.
And there is the other phases, as I told you, like you want to chill with
you.
This is work-wise. This is how I treat this, not social media, but the phone. Because for me, this phone is this distraction. Social media... For now, because we were doing this thing with me and Bettina, I treat it differently, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious to know. Very,
very analytic.
Everything is about numbers.
Everything for me is about numbers, engagement. What is, for me, I always ask, why this one is more...
Why this one worked, why this one didn't.
Exactly. And they analyze everything. Like
Loki, لعبات اللي ما كانتش يكونوا بايخين.
Yep.
They work really well.
That's what I
told you. Gubila al-hasab behavior jail like stupid stuff. You always see them trending.
Yeah.
Because they're not even putting in effort.
Yeah.
And people are actually, they want that in a reason.
Yeah,
in a
because
way.
You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of people, when they go to social media, they go to the first wave that I go to kill
the
time.
Yeah, to kill the time.
So to kill the time and not be focused. فاش كيجي راجل من خدمته ومسخسخ نهار كامل what we need to do. We're focused on something very serious and stuff. He wants to sit and just watch stupid stuff. He goes to the cafe and they see this also in the cafe. People just watching stupid dumb stuff, you know. And I don't say stupid dumb stuff as a bad thing, but I'm just saying it's a content.
Yeah.
It's being created. It's being consumed, it's entertaining, and that's it.
Or it's meant to keep you on the app or whatever platform you're using for as long as possible.
Exactly.
They squeeze your
and
time.
And it's serving the purpose of not making your mind tired.
Yeah, it's true.
This is the purpose of it at the end.
You know what? Yeah, this is a very good point I want to touch on. The boredom, or الملل, as it's known. من قبل, like before this, this is what I told you, phase اللي كانت عندي أنا تاع, there was no Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
من قبل I was like, okay, I'm bored. I don't know what to do. ما عنديش شي حاجة أخرى من ديرها. I'm fucking bored. So what do you think you should do?
You take your phone.
You open. You keep like.
And you keep scrolling around. And they made it even easier now scrolling around. It's just.
Yeah, it's like reels and stuff. You navigate like 24 reels for like 1 minute. تخيل like how many contents you've consumed in a while. The thing is. When the case was no Instagram, I saw myself that I was running to TikTok or like other platforms that do the same, except I filtered what search for TikTok just to get me based on podcast stuff and like few thing on the like what niches jil eating healthy and stuff.
Stuff that you like.
Only these things. Not only these things. Mm-hmm. I filtered it. That one, I don't know what it is. You just search.
Yeah.
And everything that pops up other than that, you just put not interest and you don't see any of it.
Yeah, I know this.
I found that I took a lot of infos in a small time.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of infos I took,
yeah.
I felt like I was benefiting. Or une fois, كنت كنقول مثلا what they made me حتجدوك اللي بس أنا I think they were helpful for me probably حتش مهم I saw like new infos and stuff
yeah they kept your mind active also
they made me a little bit aware and I was like okay enough of this let's go move to the next best thing I went to cooking I went to like you know
doing
more workout مهم I found like a lot of that was actually the shift for me
top
to
G.
Yeah
top G
What's Top G?
Top G, you making the life of Top. You know Top G?
No, I don't know.
Tate.
Ah, fuck that. No, bro, come on. It's far from that. Dude is very...
Being healthy and eating healthy.
Oh, well, I can show.
I'm just kidding.
The trick that was for me, I was like, okay, if I'm going to waste the next 1 hour and a half scrolling through Instagram, because I saw the statistics for the app, I was like, okay, let's at least... let's waste هذيك الساعة. Let me waste it for gym. You good?
Yeah, I just have, I think, 5 minutes left.
Okay, sure. So, I was like, let me waste this time preciously.
Mm-hmm.
So let me waste it on something that's I'm going to benefit.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that, and that was the trick that made me,
there is one stick with the gym. There is a theory that I use and I enjoy so much, actually. It's mixing two things. It's a creative way, actually, to, like, when you want to be creative, you mix two things. Like, as an example, you mix a car and a boat, and then you have a jet ski or stuff like that.
Okay.
So this is one of the ways, like, philosophy of being creative is to mix two things that they don't make sense together.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And then it gives a result that works.
Sometimes it gives a result that works. No, it's a creative concept then.
Okay.
Like this boat that goes fast. It's an idea mixed from cars, stuff like this.
Idea itself.
Exactly. Mm. So one of the ideas is you can use this idea you can use in your personal life is to mix two things, one you like and one you dislike, or you're a little bit you don't enjoy that.
That's exactly. So but what can you know it's so some, what, something you know it's beneficial.
Exactly. So when I work out, I watch my series at the same
time. Okay, sure.
So I watch my series while I'm working out. You know what I mean? I'm just literally tricking my mind. I'm watching it. I'm watching what I'm doing, and I'm working out.
Wait, did I say this again before?
Like doing the dishes. I don't like doing the dishes. I put the phone in front of me. I'm watching it.
And Loki, everything I do this. I used to do this in cardio. Can't tell her she's serious.
Or listening to something you like and doing something you don't like. This helps always to motivate your body and your brain to do the things that you don't like more. Because you're not focused on them then, because sometimes it's just your body who needs to do the job.
Well, of course. You know? But your mind be telling you, no, you can't. Exactly. No, you can't. Exactly. And that's social media is killing the awareness that your mind has. So if you're not gonna get the level of awareness if you keep hadar rask
hadak. Yeah.
I'm not saying social media is bad, but I'm not saying social media is also good. If you don't know how to use it, you can save the hadain. Anyway, this is the famous one. If you don't know how to use it, it's going to use you.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Because at the end, it's a free platform. And whenever the platform is free...
No, if it's free, then you are the product.
Yeah, exactly. When we are the product, we're glad we are the product.
They are selling our data to companies that are willing to pay to advertise stuff. Yeah. That's why I hated Instagram. And واحد الابديت كان دارو أصلا. I fucking hate you, Instagram. I can say this out loud. الابديت كانوا داروه تاع الفوتوز كيبانو كروبت و you see like suggested photos from people that you're not following. Same shit as TikTok.
عفاش داروها في الاول.
Same shit as TikTok, but like it's not TikTok, it's Instagram. It should be just photos. صاد. I saw like a lot of ads. I saw like a lot of posts that I don't want to see. Most of them are actually promoted. Then I was like not interested. Then I said I don't want to see the ads for the next 30 days. I swear to you, Asad. I saw shit later a lot of actual posts from people I rarely follow. Then Instagram was like, thank you. That's all for... You're all caught. You've seen everything from the past 3 days. I was like, bro.
That's a lot of ads.
They are putting a lot of depressions out there. I tell you, people are seeking the validation. Absolutely. Insane.
Absolutely. We in general,
we socialize.
You know, it's... Thanks to social media, I got to know a lot of people. Thanks to social media, you guys are listening now to us because of social media. Thanks to social media, we're doing a lot of things. Thanks to social media.
There is fuckload of good benefits from social media. But like, as I told you, if you don't know how to use it, it's going to use you. So,
next time I'm going to ask you this question, how you can use social media also, but not now, I think, because of time.
Well, I've used a little bit of it, and I'm done with it.
Yeah. And I want to add one last point about this, about this topic, is for me, the internet in general, it's a huge monster.
Some people think that internet is only social media.
No, the internet is bigger than Instagram, yeah.
Foxconn, they spend like a lot of time on social media.
Yeah.
They see that's all they see on the internet.
Yeah. Social media or مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي, their platforms are directed to link people together, you know, to so you have friends, followers, fans, stuff like this. But the internet is bigger. It's way more bigger than that. The internet is huge. Yeah. And what you can find in the internet, you can find in social media, actually. Wow. And whenever you need an information, don't go to social media, even though it's easy access there. But always, still, people, if they want to search for something, they search on Google, actually.
Google, or even YouTube, also.
And YouTube. And YouTube, it's so-so because not everyone actually likes YouTube from what I know now.
People love to read. Like, there's people who love, who are practics.
Yeah.
Practical. Yeah. They want to see, مثلا, they have a problem with...
But still, YouTube, the only issue with YouTube that I have, honestly, it's a wonderful platform. Mm. It's just a platform that it's also... has a lot of false information.
Fake
information. Okay. Because it has a lot of influencers also. The thing about reading or you know, when there is stuff, you don't know the people, so the people are not famous or anything, you know?
Yeah.
So there is just straight...
And they have no benefit from tricking you. So and don't worry about it. Yeah, but you can get scammed anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime. I always receive emails from about scams.
Do you want to promote...
No, they send me like I have $300,000 somewhere. Shit. I want to bring it to Morocco.
Yeah, send me 3000 درهم باش
نعطيك
صفت الكود. صفت 3000 درهم تيقول لك لقاح. Shit. Well, I think small light episode لما نعاود نولف هذا السيت اب واحنا معكم.
Maybe the other episodes they can be also like this. I don't see a purpose of explaining this actually.
That's fine.
Yeah. It was a nice episode. It was decent. Thank you. It was fine. It was perfectly put. And thank you so much to everyone again for being with us, for listening to us.
Amen.
Thank you so much for pushing this again.
Thank you for this.
Thank you for hosting the podcast.
Ah, ماشي مشكلة أستاذ ديما. مرحبا. مرحبا بكم عندنا. تواضع تاعي وجيت تاعي عندنا.
لحظتك. مرة جاي نديرها في لاندرويد.
No.
We can do this.
It's a whole apart. How?
Literally, we can take this.
I'm curious to try.
No, we can do a podcast in the nature.
I'm curious to
in
try.
In nature.
No, it's possible.
No, we just take the table Land without
Rover,
lights.
Land Rover.
Can put the Land Rover outside and everything.
I'm curious for the Land Rover, bro. How?
I'm gonna make a podcast on the road, inshallah.
Sure, maybe. Yeah.
We call it Pudway.
Pudway. Nice.
Put on the way.
Put on the way.
Yeah.
Put road.
Thank you so much, guys. Well, anyone want to add up to anything?
Nah,
you have questions? You have?
No, I think I'm good. Social media is a huge, we can say, topic, but like I see it as something that needs more awareness to be shine on.
Yeah.
But like, not a lot of people will actually be. You realize and this is taki fot el waqt, so tiklaba ta kif fotalek el waqt hi li saiba shwiya annak tdarka, hatta you can re-catch everything except your fucking time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and hna now we are not doctors or experts or anything to give you advice or anything. We're just talking from our own perspectives,
of course.
That you know, watch out for your life, man. Yeah, or woman, I don't know what are you.
What are women? What woman are, what is a woman?
Yeah, it's a nice.
Hell, nice.
You watched it or not yet?
Not yet. I've seen the trailer. It looks really cool.
So, guys, watch What Is a Woman? It's a documentary. It's fascinating. But whoever is gay, don't watch it.
Why?
Because they might get offended. So
it has a lot of jokes on Smito.
It's not joke. It's facts.
Oh, yes, sir.
There's no joking around.
Wow.
It's a fact.
Wait, it's like Dave Chappelle jokes and stuff.
No, it's a documentary with experts and psychologists and people.
Ah, it's like documentary.
It's a documentary about what is a woman.
Okay.
And that's it. So it's something actually to watch. And in there, actually, there is a big thing about social media.
Oh, yeah.
How actually it did influence people to become gay.
Wow.
Yeah, TikTok actually was the reason for a lot of people to transgender. Because they saw the operations and people how they are changing and stuff.
Wow.
And, you know, it's growing.
It's wild, that's that.
Yeah,
it's very fucking wild, I swear to you.
Yeah.
Well, bro, guys, thank you so much. We look forward to see you in the next one. And that's a wrap for tonight.
Thank you so much. And see you
in the next one. That's 1 minute.
Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.
Hey, don't case me. Don't.
Wow, look at this.